Welcome to Gospel Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us here this evening. You can all stand up, take out your hymnals, turn over to hymn number 178. Hymn number 178, The Bible Stands. Hymn 178.
Stands like a rock undaunted amid the raging storms of time. Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of men. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, and it will forever, when the world hath passed away. By inspiration it hath been given, all its precepts I will obey. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand. My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands, every test we give it, for its author is divine. By grace alone I expect to live it, and to prove it and make it mine. The Bible stands, though the hills may tumble, it will when the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Amen. And Brother Ronald, can you please open us in prayer? Amen. You may be seated. Turn over your hymn books to hymn number 212. 212, we'll sing the first, second, and last. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Hymn number 212.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. Pastures feed us, for our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, thou hast brought us thine we are. Blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine we are. Thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray.
turn over to hymn number 200 for our chorus of the week. Our chorus of the week is hymn number 200, "The Lord is Good." Brother Ronald, can you please come up here and give us our announcements?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We were here this morning. What a blessing it was. Amen. We have Evangelist Joe Kaiser and his wife with us today. And they preached at Sunday school in the 11 a.m. service. And it was definitely a blessing. And a couple announcements. The Youth Fest is canceled this year. So Pastor Matt is on that same day, October 10th, they're going to go to a giant core maze. So anybody 7th grade to 12th grade, you can sign up. Let Pastor know who's going to go. And this Wednesday, September 16th, the Kessler family is going to be here, missionaries to Bulgaria. They're on furlough, and they will be with us. And the 27th to the 30th, which is a Sunday to a Wednesday every single day, there's going to be a revival meetings with Evangelist Daniel Freed, Hope of Israel Ministry. So every single day that from Sunday to Wednesday, so it's going to be a blessing. And the youth activity, of course, that's going to be next Saturday, grade 6 to 12 is going to be at 4 p.m. So everybody's going to meet here at the church if you're going. Let the church know if you're going, and then we're going to take a van over to a local park where there's going to be volleyball, frisbees, and a lot of food and desserts. So those are, amen. So those are going to be the main announcements for the coming week. Pastor Matt.
Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Here you go, sir. This is yours. We're glad that you're here. See, we really worry about these things around here, don't we? We're glad that you're here tonight, and welcome back to our Roundup Sunday. You may still have a waft of hot dogs roaming through the building. And when you come into place, we tried to kill it with Febreze and a few other things, but just those Nathans will take out anything, I'm telling you. But we're glad you're here. We'll have some leftovers tonight, so make your way after service. Go downstairs to our dining facilities in the basement. Go down the stairs, make a right, and off down the hall and to the left, you'll see the dining room. And go there and have leftovers, chips, Italian ice, some hot dogs, a lot of good toppings. It was a wonderful thing today. Again, we're glad to have Evangelist Joe Kaiser with us this evening, as well as his wife. Pray for them. They'll be leaving tomorrow. Got a very busy schedule this week. Going to be preaching tomorrow in several places, so pray for him. We also want to take an offering tonight for the work of the Lord. And we're going to do that momentarily, boys. Just be seated. But I want to give you a heads up. We want you to give your tithe and your offering work to the Lord here at Gospel Light Baptist Church. We also want you to be a blessing to the preacher tonight. And so if you want to give, we want you to give an offering to him. So if you're making a check, please make that noticeable on the memo what you're giving. You're going to use an envelope with cash. Please also mark that on the envelope how much is for what. If you don't have any money but you would like to give the preacher an offering, please write IOU and how much you're going to give with your name on it and promise to pay me back next Sunday. And if you don't have the money, don't plan to be back. Put your neighbor's name on the envelope, and we'll chase them down for the money. And have you ever been stuck for IOUs? Yes, we have, but it's okay. God knows all about it. It's all good, and the Lord knows how to take care of things. And God has always blessed us. We've always had the needs met here. So we want to be a blessing to the man of God, and you can be a blessing to him as well. It's scriptural. It's in the Bible. And all your offerings, most times you see in the New Testament, are special love offerings for preachers and for missionaries and other churches and other cities. That's most times what Paul talks about. Philippians, where he talks about how my God shall supply your needs, is not on your tithe to the local church. That's because you gave to a special fund for the Apostle Paul. The church took up a love offering, And that's what he was saying. My God will supply your need because you met the need and supplied it for somebody else. That's how you get the blessings from God. I learned that a long time ago. I don't say it because I'm trying to get money out of you. I'm trying to say how you can get a blessing from God. And our Lord himself taught us what? It's more blessed to what? Give than to receive. Now, that's Jesus saying that. And again, we don't give crazy. We don't give our entire paychecks if God didn't tell us, but we give. We give you a blessing, and God will take care of you. Amen. All right, so before that, though, we have another preacher here. We got all kinds of preachers here tonight. It's like a preacher fest tonight in the building. And we have Brother Kevin DeAngelo here tonight. He's going to sing for us tonight. Preacher, are you going to come and sing? Yes.
I mean,
you'll try. Just say you'll do.
I do. Come on. I do. I will. Thanks, Stubby.
You're welcome, Napoleon.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Witkowski, that I wasn't here to help him and to save him from himself, but I said. Spock, I'm a plumber, not a carpenter. Now he cut his finger with a reciprocating, so I can understand that. This is a great song. It's called He Loves Me.
Amen.
Did you know that?
Yes.
Did you know that?
Amen.
If it'll come on. No fancy words could describe the love of my Savior. Explanations lost within the mind of man. This human mind cannot begin to understand or comprehend the depth of love that took him to the cross. His mercy, so plenteous, is flowing like a river. His grace, all-sufficient, fulfills the deepest need. His love, unbelievable, resulting joy so unspeakable. I will sing his praise forevermore. Yes, I know that he loves me. Forever changed by Jesus' blood through the power of salvation, sins forgiven now and cast from east to west. Only God could send his Son, nailed to a cross for man he hung, for the wicked sin of earth. God sent his best. His mercy, so plenteous, is flowing like a river. His grace, all sufficient, fulfills the deepest need. His love, unbelievable, resulting joy so unspeakable. I will sing his praise forevermore. Yes, I know he loves me. His mercy, so plenteous, is flowing like a river. His grace, all-sufficient, fulfills the deepest need. His love, unbelievable, resulting joy so unspeakable. I will sing his praise forevermore. Yes, I know that he loves me. Yes, I know that he loves me.
Oh, it's a blessing, Brother D'Angelo. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Please continue to keep him in your prayers, as well as his dear wife and all that they're going through. That the Lord will help them continue to meet their needs and guide them through. All right, we're going to have our ushers come on down. Boys, come on down tonight and help us in taking the offering for the work of the Lord. If you're watching via the internet, we encourage you to, you can be a blessing to this ministry by your giving through PayPal. Use the church email account, which is glbcnj and the numeral 1, glbc1 at gmail.com. You can find us that way. Also, we have an app that we use. It's called Tithely, and the Tithely app, you download that, start, find us there, and you can donate. And Tithely allows you to give to different specific causes on that app, missions, building fund, youth fund, and your tithe, and I believe other things as well. So don't be just a taker. Just don't be sitting there and looking for the free meal, but you know, get it, be a blessing. I realize some of you come from some poor countries who are watching and understand that. Some of you ain't so poor. And be a blessing. Be an encouragement. Help us to do what we got to do here to continue to get the work out around the world. We had a young man come to church this morning who's been watching us on the internet and found us. And so praise the Lord God's using the internet. Now, if you need an envelope tonight for your record of giving so that you can give to the church as well as to the preacher, please raise your hand and the man will come by and bring you the envelope. So also, we got a new world reigning hot dog eating champion, and that's exciting, amen. That'll be in the bulletin next week. That'll be in the church newsletter. If you're not reading the church newsletter, you're missing out on a great blessing, amen. And so you need to get that church newsletter. Sign up. Give me your email. We'll get that out to you. And we had one woman take out three men. I mean, she didn't just. I mean, it wasn't even a contest. They guys got like slaughtered. It was like Rambo all over the Russians. I mean, it wasn't a contest, and so it was just bad. But they tried, and so I told Brother Ronald he just better watch his step. That she just she take him out too. How is it, Steve? You ever hear anything? Anything? He stays in his lane. Amen. Always. Always. That's good. And so praise the Lord for a good time in church and fun fellowship. Well, let's pray. We'll ask God to bless the offering. And we'll ask the Brother Lou, it's good to see you tonight, my friend. Could you please pray for our offering, sir?
You can take out your hymn books one more last time and stand. Turn over to hymn number 275. Hymn 275. I Must Tell Jesus. 275.
Amen.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I can. tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. He is a kind, compassionate friend. If I but ask him, he will deliver, make up my troubles quickly and end. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Tempted and tried, I need a great Savior, one who can help my burdens to bear. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, He all my cares and sorrows will share. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus, and He will help me over the world the victory to win. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone.
Amen. Thank you for singing. You may be seated.
Amen. Ladies, good to see you all tonight. Well, ladies, good evening. You girls are just in time for the big show now.
Come on.
Thank you, Evan, for playing. Ethan, for leading the singing. Let the folks get settled in with the babies. It's all good. Praise the Lord. Good to have an open building. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for it. Very difficult not to have church.
Yeah,
difficult not to see people. Amen. And that was the hardest thing of all. So, we are glad you're here. Before the message tonight, before we introduce Brother Kaiser, Sarah's going to sing a song for us. So please, Sarah, thank you.
Jesus came to set the sinner free. I know the story inside out, and I can tell you all about the path that led him up to Calvary. But ask me why he loves me, and I don't know what to say. But I'll never be the
Thank you, Miss Sarah. Appreciate that. Thank you for your singing tonight. And are you heading home this evening?
Yeah.
Amen. Please keep Sarah in your prayers. She drives home. Lord, keep her safe. She's back in school teaching now. She's graduated. She is working there at Somerset. And so please continue to keep her in your prayers. We're glad to have, again, we mentioned this morning, Brother Joe Kaiser, Evangelist Joe Kaiser, with us. He's always here for the last Sunday in June. We'll mark it down, preacher, next year, unless we get plagues or locusts or something. We will have you here next year on Ice Cream Sunday. The last Sunday in June is our Ice Cream Graduation Sunday, so let's put that down on paper now. And if Jesus shows up between now and then, I won't be here, he won't be here, and maybe some of you want to show up, but the rest of us, we're going home, amen? We're out of here. And I want you all to meet me there, amen? Don't anybody be left behind. And the Lord's coming is soon. You know, it's just a crazy world out there. It's sad. I mean, some police officers were ambushed in Los Angeles and shot and hospitalized yesterday. And these sickos were outside chanting, "We hope you die." They ought to be arrested and on the charges of domestic terrorists. That's what you are. You're a sick, 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 demonic individual. When you do stuff, I got no use for you. No use for you. You've declared war on society, and you've proven you're unfit to live amongst the rest of us. And I got no patience for that nonsense. And so the Lord's coming must be soon. It's upside down. We are in the book of Judges. You ever read the book of Judges? That's modern-day America. That's where we are right now. And that's a sad book to read, but it's still the Word of God. And so we're going to schedule him for next year, but we're hoping the Lord comes between now and then. He's a blessing. He's a great man of God. He loves the Lord. He's faithful, and we appreciate him a great deal. Thank the Lord kept him alive. And I hope I didn't offend you this morning, joking. I didn't want to make a joke or light of your situation, and it's a serious thing to have that heart problem, and I kind of felt convicted about that. But he did pass away physically anyway. He wasn't dead because the Lord didn't take his soul from him. But heart stopped, but God brought him back, and he needed to come back, or Mrs. Kaiser would have killed him. That's it. That's bad. That's it. Don't you? When something bad happens, don't you? Your wife yells at you. It's like, sweetheart, you know, so really, I didn't plan this. You know, but that's how they love us so much that they'll kill us if we do something stupid. And so he's a blessing. So preacher, why don't you come preach for us tonight and be a blessing?
All right, good to be with you. I was going to go some other way, and the Lord just changed the way I should go tonight. So, hello, just thinking this is the Lord, amen. Well, if the Lord's not here, just forget about it. Let's just go home, amen. Pack it up and get out of here, amen. Unless you want to eat hot dogs, I'm just saying. Matthew chapter 14, turn there if you would, please. Matthew chapter 14. Pertinent title tonight, Storms Are For Certain. Now, I don't know. If you're not in a storm, there's one coming with your name on it. And you might be going through something tonight. I don't know. But I don't know. But God just wants this message preached tonight. Maybe it's just for me. I don't know. But I'm just saying, storms are for certain. And we're in one right now. Hello. Come on now. I think it's amazing that there's a job you can have that you never lose your job even if you get it wrong. That's the weatherman. It's not going to rain and it rains and they're still got a job. Do you get that? I don't get it. Amen. Well, you know, wind blew and, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, forget it. I won't go there. But I'm going to look at Storms Are For Certain. Matthew chapter 14, beginning in verse number 22. Matthew 14, verse 22. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go before him unto the other side. And when he sent the multitudes away, while he sent the multitudes away. Now, just a little setup here. If you look just up a little bit, he just fed the 5,000 with a little lad's lunch. Now, I don't know, and this is the way I was when I was growing up. Like, I didn't give anybody my lunch. I was a teenager. You got to be kidding me. Give up my lunch? Now, you want to think about this for a minute. Here's a guy, a lad following Jesus. His mama gives him a lunch, probably for him to travel as he follows. And he's willing to give up his lunch. And we're still talking about him today. Can I ask you a question? What are you holding on to that you're not willing to give God? I was talking to the double absters this morning. Amen. I want to be somebody, honestly. I want to be somebody who's available for God to do whatever he wants to do in my life. And you have to ask him. I was talking to them about that. You just have to ask the Lord what he wants you to do. It's not some mystical thing, okay? God wants to show you what he wants you to do. So he feeds the 5,000 besides men and children, and now he's like sending the multitudes away. So that's the setting of the scene. Verse 23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. I don't know, sometimes I read things in the Bible, preacher, I'm looking like, wait a second. Let me just back up here a little bit. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ, who feels who's both God and man, who feels like he's got to get apart in a mountain to pray. I'm thinking, like, how much more do I need to get apart and pray? Well, it's getting really quiet in here. Come on now. Let me just ask you a question. During the pandemic and you got extra time on your hands, maybe, are you praying more? That's what we should be doing, right? For some of us, we worry more rather than praying more. And sometimes we worry about things that never even happen. Ever been there? Come on now. And we worry about stuff and it doesn't even happen. But I'm thinking the Son of God is getting up into a mountain to pray. By himself. Can I ask you a question? Do you have a place to pray? You got to have a place. There's got to be a place where you can get alone from everybody else unless you're a mother and you have children. Amen. Because you never get away from those kids. Amen. I'm just saying. Especially if they're young. Because they're always wanting mama. Amen. But there ought to be a place where you get apart to pray. And the Lord's going to go and get a place, and it's going to be the mountain. And he sends all the disciples away. And here we go, pick it up, and we'll get into the message in just a minute. And he went up in into a mountain apart to pray, and when the evening was come, he was there alone. So everybody else is gone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Now that's in between, they say like in between 3 and 6. So early in the morning, a.m. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. I guess so. I mean, you don't see people walking on the water, amen, and a little troubled. Saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. Now the normal person who normally speaks up, I usually mirror my life after him, it's Peter. And Peter did a lot of inserting foot into mouth, but Peter is also the one that preached first and 3,000 got saved. And so I mirror my life a little bit after like Peter. Anybody insert foot into mouth and say something? Did you ever say something like you said it, and as you're saying it, you wish you could take it back? Hello. Man, I live there. Amen. Good night. You need to be quiet. What's the matter with you? That's hard for me to be quiet. Amen. I'm a lot like your preacher. Amen. It's just the way we roll. Okay, here we go. Now look what it said, look what happens. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou. Now I want you to think for a minute here. Peter's double checking. The Lord already said it was him, right? But Peter's just checking it out. Because he's about ready to do something, amen? Come on now. Here we go. Said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. Now it's pretty amazing. And before you get on Peter, he's the only one that holds the record for water walking. Amen? Peter does. I don't know. Nobody else got out of the boat. Can I ask a question? Would you have got out of the boat? I don't know. It depended on what kind of day it was. Amen? I'm just saying. But he got out of the boat. Now here's his problem and here's our problem. And he said, come, verse 30. And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? Let's bow in a word of prayer. Lord, we love you today. Thank you for your goodness, your love, and your mercy. I pray you use your word. Pray you wash me and cleanse me with your blood from all my sin. I pray you speak to my heart tonight. I pray you speak to every heart in this room and, Lord, on the airwaves. And I pray you might get all the honor, the credit, and the glory. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Now Peter, as long as he was looking at Jesus, he could walk on the water. But the problem was he got his self focused on the situation that was going. And the winds and the waves and everything up beside him. And so what happens is he begins to focus on what's going on rather than focusing on the person who is Jesus. And what does he do? He sinks. Let me ask you a question. What are you going through in your life right now that you think like the waters and everything else is coming over top of you and you don't seem like you, come on, see the end of it? Can I help you tonight? There is a beginning of the storm, but there is an end. Hello? And the only person that knows that is the Lord. And so sometimes in life we go through storms and we have some problems. I wrote some things down. Great faith is a product of great fights. You never really know what kind of faith you have until you've gone through some fights. And I'm not talking necessarily physical fights, but fights for things going on in your life. Great testimonies are the outcome of great tests. When you go through a test and you come through a test, hello, there a lot of time is a great testimony through that. Brother Mike just sang a new song, and they were talking about the testimony on the song. And great triumphs can only come out of great trials. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'd far rather live on the mountain. But that's not what you're built for. You're built for the valley. I'd rather have it to be okay all the time. But that's not how it works. And in any given day, at any given moment, things can change. Hello? So I'm going to look at a couple things, give you a couple things tonight, and illustrate a couple things tonight. The first thing I want to look at is the first thing when you're going through a storm is pray, don't panic. Look at Matthew 14:30, and look what happens. But when he saw this, the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And how quickly did the Lord answer his prayer? Woo! I'm glad there's a God that I can come into the presence at any given time and enter into his throne, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hello? And he hears me. Isn't that amazing? And he hears you. But my question tonight is this: how much do we really pray? Let me give you a couple of the verses, and then we'll let's look at a couple. Okay, Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. back a little bit, Matthew chapter 7. And I'll give you a couple illustrations. Matthew 7, verse number 7. Matthew 7, 7. Matthew 7, 7. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. I think sometimes, to be honest with you, we don't get prayers answered because we don't pray to get answers. And I think sometimes we just, I don't know, we just don't pray about it. Just this past March, the wife and I were traveling, and we were going to upstate New York, and I was driving a 2015 Dodge Journey, which had 213,000 miles on it. And we were driving, and we stopped off, and we ate at Long John Silver's. My wife really likes Long John Silver's, amen. And I'm just saying, stuff will kill you, but it's good, amen. I'm just saying. And so the GPS told me to go one way, and I'm thinking the GPS is wrong. Did you ever tell your GPS how to go? Hello, I was telling it today when we were driving around. Just ridiculous. But anyway, so I'm in the far left turn lane, trying to come back to the right to make a right, crossing over like 1, 2, 3 lanes. It looked clear. Everything really looked clear until a car came, a Jeep came, and it just came alongside and it took my whole front bumper right off the car. I mean, like ripped it right off. Nobody was hurt. I'm 2.5 hours away before I get to where I'm supposed to go. And I'm thinking, I'm not staying here. I said to the guy, I said, you got like cutters or something? So we cut the wires off. It had one headlight in there. The other headlight was still on. It looked like the Beverly Hillbillies mobile driving, amen? Just bad. I mean, if you're old enough, you know the Beverly Hillbillies. But anyway, and so I leave the bumper with him. And it's getting dark, and I'm going to drive 2.5 hours to get to Horseheads, New York. I'm in Pennsylvania. And so we get there, and I call the preacher, and he gives me a vehicle to drive. And the next day, we drop the vehicle off Monday after church. We drop the vehicle off to the auto body guy, and they're going to look at it. And I can tell by him looking at it that it doesn't look good. It's already got 213,000 miles. Like, what in the world is going to happen? I owed $7,800, right? Like $7,800 left to pay on the car. So I'm upside down. And so Monday, they looked at the vehicle, whatever. And I thought, you know, Lord, it would really be awesome if you could total the car. And then you could pay what I owe. And then I could get a new car and start fresh. Amen? I thought come on, I'm being selfish, but I thought that was a good prayer. So they looked at the vehicle, and then the insurance company called me and said, well, we got to total the car. It's got too many miles on it. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to pay off what you owe. Come on, amen. I'm just saying, come on. And then give me a check. I don't know what it was, $732. Sent me a check, and I signed it over and said, good riddance, amen. And now I'm driving a brand new vehicle out there, Jeep. I don't know when we got that thing. That's already got like 33,000 miles on it, so I'm already upside down on that thing. I don't know what the next prayer is going to be, amen. But here's what I'm trying to say to you. I think sometimes we just limit God. And I don't think we have enough, and we're going to get into the faith part of it, but I don't think we believe that God is able. We need to live our lives like God is able to take care of us. Hello? Even in a pandemic, come on now. God is able. God is able. I was thinking of some prayers in the Bible. How about Abraham for his son Isaac? I mean, who thinks somebody 99 years old or 100 is going to have a son. Come on, think about that for a minute. And then, you know, Sarah, she tries something and that doesn't work out. Hello? You got to watch them women, amen. Come on, I'm just saying. Brother, you're about ready to get married. Lord, have mercy. You need any counsel, just give me a call. 45 years coming up. I can help you a little bit. Amen. And here you go. They get a son. Remember, she laughed in the tent. And she said, then she lies to the angel like, I ain't laughing. I mean, what, are you kidding me? And the bottom line is, Isaac's name means laughter. I think that's kind of ironic. Hannah's at the altar praying for a son. God gives her Samuel. His name means asked of God. And what did she do with the son? Well, she gave him back to the Lord. And he served and became a mighty prophet. I thought about Elijah in 1 Kings 17, who prays for it not to rain for 3.5 years. You got that kind of prayer? Come on now. And then has to pray for it to rain, because then he gets the answer when it's going to rain again. Hello? And the Lord lifts him up. Come on. And he beats Ahab back, who's riding in a chariot, back to the city. Hello? Then he prays for fire to come down from heaven and consume the offering and the stones and everything else. And boom, it's gone. And the people, remember he said, how long halt you between two opinions? And when God showed up, guess what? They answered him not a word. Well, I don't know. How many words don't you say? But anyway, in a given day. But the Lord showed himself strong. I thought about Daniel in the lion's den. Shut up the mouths of the lions. And then I thought about the most important one, I believe, is the Lord Jesus Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane when he's feeling the heavy weight and the burden and going to go to Calvary and die for you and I. And he says to God, whew, not my will, but thine be done. Would to God we be the kind of Christians that are not concerned about our will, but are concerned about his will. And pray, allow the Lord to show us his will. One other scripture, and then we'll go to the next point. We've got to hurry up here. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what kind of creature? Come on. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now, here's what I've learned in Christianity. Whenever you're struggling and you got problems in your life, how many have problems? Raise your hand. If you didn't raise your hand, you got problems. Amen. I'm just saying. Come on. Sometimes God wants to deal with what you have going on in your life. But remember this. The Bible says the goodness of God leadeth men to repentance. So when somebody comes around and starts yipping in your ear like the devil and trying to tell you about all your past, come on, come on, come on. Can I help you today? Those things are gone, amen? Hello, they're under the blood. They're never to come up again. The Lord's not going to bring those up. They're under the blood. So you just tell the devil to be gone, amen? Hello? Just tell him, no, don't be messing with me. That's already under the blood. Hello? Because he likes to mess around with you like that and mess around with me, reminding me, hello, of how I used to be. Amen? I'm not there anymore. Amen? I'm a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Aren't you glad they're new? And they're new every morning. Come on now. His mercies are new every morning. Hello? Your life is what you choose and take it and make the decision to have it to be. Just put it in the Lord's hands. Amen? God's in control. So the first point is, pray, don't panic, and maybe we'll just get two done tonight. Faith and not fear. Back to Matthew 14, again, Matthew 14. Faith and not fear. Pray, don't panic. Have faith and not fear when you're in the storm. Matthew 14, verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? I was going through treatments with prostate cancer. And I remember when I was getting, the checkup was getting followed up. I guess it was around June or maybe March. And I was downstairs in my man cave, amen. And it's a place where I meet with the Lord, amen. And it is a place I try to have sports on and not Hallmark Channel, because that's like purgatory, amen. But you got to keep mama happy, so sometimes you watch Hallmark movies. Lord have mercy. I'm just saying. Good night. Anyway, so I'm in the man cave. And the Holy Spirit, I'm trying to help you, bro, Heath. I'm trying to help you. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to help you, bro. I'm just trying to help you. She's probably a Hallmark girl. I'm just saying. Lord have mercy. And I'm getting ready to go to the appointment. And the Lord just met with me and said, do you believe you're healed? Do you have enough faith to believe you're healed? I say, hey, I don't even have to go to the appointment. I'll stay home. I'm good. And I went to the appointment, and I might have told the story before, but I went to the appointment, and the doctor came, and she said, I've never really seen this before. Said, your PSA number was at 12. It's now 0.001. I said, glory! Just like that, like praise the Lord, amen. And probably everybody heard me because they all knew me at the cancer center, amen. I'm just saying. And found out later she was a Christian, and I just said, praise the Lord. I mean, I said, God is in control. I mean, he could have taken me home, but he did not take me home. Normally, listen to me, this thing with the closing of the stent, I didn't get any forewarning on. Normally, the Lord lets me know what's happening, amen. Have a heart attack, God knows, I says, okay, you're going to live. But I didn't get any forewarning on that last one. But I did on this prostate cancer. And I just want to be somebody, listen to me. And it's hard to do this. And we talked about the fellow this morning, the father that had the son that was possessed. He said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Do you know it's easy to doubt? It's hard really to have faith. Because we want answers immediately. Like we don't like to be in a holding pattern. I mean, we just like could I get my answer like today? And you wonder sometimes what's happening. Like what is going on? Interesting thing I found, depression in America is unbelievable. 18 billion people, one in every 10 adults are affected by some sort of depression. And it is the leading disability between the ages of 14 and 44. Wow, now this one blew me away. One person every 15 minutes commits suicide because of depression. Wow. Now let me just help you here. We're saved individuals. We can sometimes get discouraged. That's a lack of faith. But depression is a loss of hope. Like you have nothing. Come on now. So they think what they need to do is take their life. And if they're lost without Christ, they just made a real bad mistake. Because now they're going to spend eternity somewhere. And you have to be a special individual to deal with some of these people. Because I have a sister that's really hard to deal with. But I know one thing, God can help her. Amen. Here's some signs of depression. I don't know if you're here or not. Always complaining. Did you ever hang around people that all the time, all they ever do is complain? I try not to stay around people who complain. You know why? Because you're going to start complaining. And I'm finding as I've gotten older, I want to complain more. Anybody getting like that? Or you're like that? No? Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not by myself. Amen. The next thing they like to do, they want to be by themselves. Like leave me alone. Like, do you ever get a place like sometimes you get overwhelmed and you don't want to even be around people? It's bad when you're in the ministry and you don't want that. Amen. Preach, that's really bad. Amen. Here you go. Feeling you are alone and no one cares. That's a big one. I was thinking of some people in the Bible. I thought about Elijah when he had all those things that God did in his life. And he finds himself after the great victory on the mountain that he's running from Jezebel. And he gets discouraged. And feels like there's nobody else who's not bowed the knee. And the Lord had to remind him, 7,000 have not bowed the knee that I still have reserved. Can I help you tonight? You're not alone. There are people who'd love to help you. And if you're struggling there tonight, out there in the internet, and you're struggling tonight, why don't you get a hold of the preacher at Gospel Light Baptist Church? We can help you. Because we have a book that can help you, amen? And we want to see you get restored. So I have a couple verses. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. We're coming around 3rd. 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. 7 and 8. 1 Peter 1, 7 and 8. That the trying of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and the honor and the glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom ye have not seen, ye loved, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, come on now, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Come on. We don't see him. Come on, but we believe he's there. Amen. Come on. James 1, a couple pages back. James chapter 1. James chapter 1, 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. I don't know. I'm thinking like, I'm not there. Hello? But God's trying to illustrate something. That I'm greater than whatever you're going through. Hello? All right, watch it. Here you go. Verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh what? Ooh-wee. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I now have less patience than I used to. I really don't have patience when it comes to driving. Because people can't drive. Lord, have mercy. Oh, my soul. Sometimes I want to take that big red rig and I want to help them out a little bit. Amen? Hello? Do you see the speed limit? 45 does not mean 15. And the lines are doubled. They're not, come on so you can pass. So what do? You're out of control. You're almost up on the guy's bumper. Come on now. Well, you shouldn't be that close, amen. But I'm just trying to say that patience. Like, I don't know. I'm like, my wife said, you're out of control. I have somewhere to go. Hello? Could you just drive? Hello? The problem is there's a lot of them people about my age. But anyway, we won't go there. Amen? Verse 3. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, and wanting nothing. Wow, that's deep. So if I'm patient, come on, I'm patient with what I'm going through. I accept what I'm going through. Come on now. I'll be content with where I am. Wow. You know, sometimes when I'm going through a trial or a test, I want it to be done yesterday. And God said, no. You didn't learn what you needed to learn yet. You're going to go through a little bit more because you might not have learned patience yet. Ooh, I don't like when the Lord does that kind of stuff. Amen. Messes me up. Amen. I'm messed up anyway. Amen. All right. Proverbs 3:5-6 says this: trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We'll turn one other place and we'll be through. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Hebrews 11, a little bit back from where we are in James. Hebrews 11, verse number 6. Now, this is pretty tough right here. Come on now. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Wow. So I'm through. 2 points. So when you're in the storm, is your natural reaction for you to panic first before you pray? For most of us, that's where we live. Something's got to change. Listen. I don't think this thing is going away anytime soon. And we got to pray that God just removes it. Amen? Hello? And remove everybody who leads us. Election's coming. Amen? I'm just saying. Hello? Pray, don't panic. Here you go. But what kind of faith do you have? The natural human thing is for us to fear before we have the right type of faith. Let God have his way. Let God make a change in your life. Let God make a change in my life. Let's be different. Let's not be like the world. Let's be different than the world. There are people out there looking for somebody who's real. They want to see somebody who's demonstrating God. In the pandemic. Whatever's going on in your life, they still want to see God. Yes. Hello? And we're the one who have them. Come on now. Let's share it with a lost and dying world. Let them know that Jesus is the way. Come on now. That's where we need to be. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Preach at you. Now we
spoke to you and you want to come and thank you. You want to come tonight and you want to
mean business with God, pray about something. Is Sarah Place tonight? Would you come find a place here at this altar if God spoke to your heart about something? You need to come. God spoke to you, convicted you of something in your life. Going through a storm, going through trials, do we learn to trust God? Our faith, doubt, we lose sight of what God can do. He's guided us through 100 other storms, but now all of a sudden he's going to let us drown in this one. We can't trust God with the things he's placed in our hands. The Lord wants us to have great faith. All of us can have great faith. You don't have to be a preacher or a Sunday school teacher. Every child of God is to have great faith in the Lord. When you go through those storms, that's where your faith is shown. God will see me through this, even though I can't see him. If you're watching on the internet tonight and you're not saved, would you reach out to us and send us a message through the messenger and say, "Preacher, we want to know more how to be saved," and we'll get back to you and we'll try to help you through salvation and understanding the gospel so that you can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Be willing to pray with you and help you. Shall we bow for a word of prayer? And Pastor Downs, could you please dismiss us tonight, sir?